Well, congrats, Blake, on a great finish to the season. You know, top 10 in points in a very tough class. You had three medalists in the, on the weekend. Sure, would have liked a few more, but, boy, it's tough down there. But kids really perform well, and three medalists, that's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty good, you know. Super proud of these kids this year and all their accomplishments they had. They set the bar pretty high, and as individuals, they set their bar high, which is good to see. And then as that transpired, the team stuff took care of itself as a team this year. They had a very successful season, winning RPAC, winning districts, winning, I think it was four other tournaments there. And yeah, going into state, I thought the kids peaked at the right time. We had a really good district, and we went down there with Sam Hare at 150 pounds, Cale Graham at 157, Dylan Colemorgan at 165, Carson Schuler at 215, and Jaden Loffrey at heavyweight. And going into the state tournament, we talked a lot about being mentally prepared, and when we get down there, pretty much everybody's 0-0, and it's a new race, and thought we wrestled very well coming out of the gate. We got two in the semifinals, and then one there in the wrestle backs. And Friday night, we won. We lost our two semifinals matches, and then we won our heartbreak round with Dylan Colemorgan at 165. And into Saturday morning, so it was a really, really good state tournament down there. I thought we could sneak. I thought we were able to get Sam Hare in there at 150. He had a pretty darn good match down there in the first round of wrestle backs, and we just didn't quite feel the deal there with him. Cale Graham on his second round match, we were able to win that match, and then we came back and wrestled a really tough kid, and we ended up falling short there. But him being a sophomore, that's going to give him a bunch of confidence being down at state as a sophomore, you know, and seeing what it's like and getting in the atmosphere and getting around the big crowd and all that stuff. And I hope that gives him some fuel for next year going forward. And Dylan Colemorgan, right off the bat, we had a kid that took runner-up this year down there at state, and he had to battle back. He had a very hard road losing that first match, but he wrestled very well, and mindset was great and determined, and he got a shot at the third, fourth place match, and we just fell a little short there, and he took home fourth place at a very, very tough weight class, 165 this year. So I'm very proud of that kid, of what he was able to go through and overcome and get down there and get a medal on the stand. And then Carson Schuler at 215, we got him into the semis, and we knew it was going to be a tough match. We knew it was going to be we're going to have to be good on our feet. We're going to have to own that takedown position. And that kid was a returning state champ at 190 from last year, and we just couldn't quite seal the deal there. We kind of fell short, and then we had to regroup a little bit and get that mindset right, wrestling back in there for third and fourth, and we gave that match up. I think we wrestled that a little different. We should have won that match, but we fall short there, and we bring home fifth place, which is a really big accomplishment. Bringing home a state medal for any class, any weight class, I think is pretty big down at state. And then Jaden Loffrey also got him into the semifinals and fell short to the state champ there, and he was able to wrestle back, got in for third and fourth, and gave up one, and brought home fourth place. So super, super proud of these guys this year. They worked their tails off. They really set themselves up by coming in the off season last summer and lifting weights hard and getting prepared for this season. But going down to state, everybody's 0-0, and you got to have a pretty good mindset. And I thought we were there, and we just fell short at a couple weight classes. But either way, super proud of these kids. And like I say, getting a state medal is no easy task, and bringing home three of them, I thought was pretty dang good for taking five down there and then placing top. I think we ended up ninth. We tied with Mullen, and that's pretty big accomplishment, I think.
for your upperclassmen, your seniors. Boy, you wish you had. Again, you always say this, you wish you could have one more year with those guys. Give us one more year, but you say goodbye. This quality upperclassmen really helped you out this year.
Yeah, we're going to lose a lot of depth there and a lot of senior leadership. There was seven of those seniors, and yeah, it just flew by. I tell you, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or what, but it sure seems like time sure is flying by with those kids, and you wish you had them one more year, and you don't. They got to go on. They got to move on, and then we're reloading with six freshmen next year, so numbers should be good, and that keeps the competitiveness in the room, and we should be able to do some successful things next year at a bunch of weight classes, so that's kind of exciting. But losing seven seniors in a program, that's always tough for just to rebound, just that senior leadership and the camaraderie those boys had over the years and all that stuff. They're going to be greatly missed for sure.
Great stuff, Blake. Thanks a million for everything during the season. And now you get a chance to kind of take a little time off a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, it's time to go watch some track meets, I guess. And I kind of enjoy that. I'm not going to lie. I like sitting up there and watching those kids run. And it's going to be kind of nice sitting up in the stands.